who would you like to have support you on a tour? What famous band would you like?
A famous band?
Yeah.
Someone massive. Yeah. Green Day.
Is that
they're my favourite.
And what do you hope to do? Do you hope to sort of break the UK market, or is there anywhere in the world that you particularly want to go and play, or you're planning to go?
Well, obviously I'd like to break the UK market. Mm. I'd also like to play in Japan.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's a good, yeah. They like buying their music over there, don't they?
Yeah, their biggest sales are in CDs still.
Yeah.
Like, they don't do much streaming. It's pretty cool.
Right, if you go on Spotify, do you get any money from it, or do you have to...
I have earned a total, yeah. Well, since last June, 21st,
yeah.
£4.
Oh, yay!
That is not just Spotify. That's literally iTunes and everything. So if someone's bought the track, then that's cost, like, £1 or something, I think, because I have two tracks on Accessory.
Yeah.
But, yeah. £4, including every streaming platform.
Wow. Oh, dear. That's not on. Yeah, get brilliant. Get those CDs. Get those CDs done.
CDs cost £5. So.
Yeah. Or £20 a you. So you're recording at the Hermit. How long do you reckon it's going to take to get all the tracks done?
Well, I put like a time limit of like a year in. A year to get done.
Yeah.
I might start releasing like... EP and singles from it.
And when's that one
next year?
One that you've just done, when's that going to be coming out next
year? Sucrose.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't recorded it yet. I'm recording that next because
do it.
That is the one that everyone likes. Well, everyone likes Salt Sandy Poetry as well.
Yeah.
The thing is, I really didn't want to ruin that song. So I was like, this will be like the maybe seventh song I've got done professionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to test some other songs and then I'll do Sucrose. But yeah, everyone's like, get Sucrose done.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Now, you are going to be playing at the Hermit Club.
Yep, 24th of May.
Yep. And what's the lineup? Is it just yourselves or are there anybody else?
So we're going to have Chameleon, this year's Undiscovered winner,
mm-hmm.
Solo. And then we're going to have the Undiscovered band winner, which is Vivacity.
Yep.
And then we're going to have the wonderful Nicole, Let's Be Strange, who won the Undiscovered under 18s heat.
Yeah.
So it's all like Undiscovered and then me.
Excellent. So that's one to look for. And is there any cost to get in, or is it free? What is it? Is
I think there'll be a cost.
Yeah.
But all the money's going to the Hermit because I believe in their cause.
So thanks for coming in. Can you give out all of your social media?
Yep. Nicole, do you want to go first?
If you want to follow my band, we're at either at Let's Be Strange Band or Let's Be Strange, or you can follow me. My name is Nicole Listaskis.
And I'm at Harry and the Chicks on everything except Twitter, which I'm just Harry the Chicks because there wasn't enough characters.
And now we're going to finish with the song Time, which I've been playing loads on Phoenix FM. So tell us about this track.
Okay, so this is my next single. It's sponsored by the Undiscovered Live Music Project. We've done a music video for it. It will be launched at the Hermit Club on the 24th of May. So if you want to see it first, then come down. It's a bit of a slow, soft rock track. Hope you like it.
It's brilliant. I've been playing it since I've got it. I'm going to continue to play it until it gets on the A-list. Thank you very much, Nicole. And you. Harry, sounding fantastic, and I wish you all the best, and hopefully you'll come back in when everything's recorded. Lovely. Here we go. This is Harry and the Chicks, and this is Time.
Wish I could teleport time back when I was young. When I was dumb, things went so sublime. Oh, I was fascinated by the colours people created through speaking sound in my mind.